80 Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome into our grassroots show here tonight, here for the second week of September. Bob in Utah with you as we open up our night, brought to you in part by the Meat Locker Recording Studio of Butler, where there's been another Grassy Award-winning song. How about that? And I want to welcome my friend Utah in here tonight for a very special show. We're going to do a little Shady Lady celebration here tonight. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob. And can't believe, it's been that many years, but you and I have been doing this for 14 years. So.
Yeah. Working on 600 plus some episodes. How about that?
We're closing in on 700.
How about that?
Yeah.
So, and I should I say the world traveler, Utah Burgess, because coming up in just under a month, the first weekend in October, we're going to have a good friend back on, Jazz Byers, but you hopped an airplane with Jazz out to L.A. to catch Sour Mash opening up for the amazing John Corabi at a very special club in L.A. that a lot of us are very jealous of because we've always wanted to go just see a show there and say we did.
Yeah, and that was pretty neat, and we'll talk more about it when we have Jazz on the show. But it was pretty crazy, and to be, you know, I'm standing there and I'm texting Donnie Iozzo. I'm like, what were on them clubs you played 40 years ago? You know, back in the heyday. And so I'm standing there. I thought it was pretty cool that, you know, 40 years ago, I knew somebody that was out here and a part of that scene. You know, out there and part of that scene and doing that thing. Yeah. It was pretty cool. His band was Pleaser, I believe, is what they were called.
Yep. Yeah. Stapling brochures to the telephone.
The old way, man. Sometimes I think we ought to go back to that.
Yeah, really. I would love to go back to Murphy's Mart and buy my tickets, okay? Thank you. And I know it doesn't even exist anymore. But
part of that trip, too, is we met up with Little Luna and did a great interview and some live stuff with her. But that's all down the road.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. But that's a pretty cool trip you had an opportunity to do. But in particular, we're going to talk about a trip that has gone on for 20 years now. When you decided to get into the promotions ends of thing and a whole lot of different things, artist management and more, you created Shady Lady Productions back in 2005.
Yeah, well, yep. Or turned it into one of those legal tax-paying entities, and been doing my part ever since. But yeah, and it's, you know, and preparing for this show and looking back at just the, you know, how things have changed and evolved through the whole thing. You know, it was started out as sort of an umbrella. Shady Lady Studio Limited is an umbrella company with a record part under it and a productions part under it, and it's it's just, it has definitely woven through all of that through the years. So,
but you actually got into some artist management, helping bands with booking and that kind of thing. So you kind of dove into the backside of the scene, being a musician yourself, because you were a musician at that time, right?
Yes. Yeah. I had a couple acoustic things, the One Gig Big and the Blue Grass Holes, and then Bum started up around that time frame as well. So that was all going on. And I'll help you do some booking and manage your bands and all that. And that only lasted for a few years because dealing with artists is quite challenging. our first period here, we're going to cover 2005 to 2010. And I think by 2010, that artist management and booking thing was, no, I ain't doing that anymore.
Were you doing any producing it as far as shows at that particular point? Because I know you got into doing sound and all that. Were you doing that at that time as well when you started up?
Yeah, that did start around that time frame. And like in 2006 was the very first ever. Well, I had relocated to Sarver, Pennsylvania, and in that town was, I still think, the coolest rock and roll club ever, Peter B's. Yeah. And I approached them with an idea for a show, the Southern Fried Rock Show. And they were like, yeah, we're interested. Go ahead and do it. And, that's been a flagship show for Shady Lady for all 20 years now. And out of that came the Heartbreakers Ball we did for all those years. And our bike nights were just, stellar. They were incredible. You know, you're doing 100 to 200 bikes on a bike night at Peter B's was phenomenal. And a lot of great music surrounding it all. And, yeah, so that was pretty cool. And then the management thing at the time, I was managing After the Fall. They were just starting out in Rockabilly Junction and a band called Cage. So got into all that, got into doing the sound because I started producing sounds or shows. I mean, it's like, well, I got to have a sound system to do all this stuff. And so got into doing Mellon Square concert series with Bob FM and Q92. They were They were fantastic people to work with for 10, 12 years or so. Wow. Doing that, and was a big part of the Rock for Life. And of course, the first band jam, we've discussed that, happened in 2007. So there was a lot going on in that first 5 years.
Yeah, I
was younger and stronger then.
So the first bands that were on Shady Lady Records, did you have After the Fall and Rockabilly Junction on there in addition? Because I know I have a Cage album that says Shady Lady Records.
Yeah. After Fall, they released an EP. It was their very debut EP in 2005. And so that was a part of a collaboration with Shady Lady Records and then Rockabilly Junction. But their CD out, and I worked with them on that, and that also was one. Of course, Cage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I remember back, and this is going back a few years, but I remember specifically the person asking about it called in after we started the show. We played that, and we started to try to evolve playing in regular rotation, so we were able to start sneaking some songs in, and that kind of grew as it developed because of the quality. You know, all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, this is pretty good stuff. But I remember specifically somebody calling in going, what was that band in this song? And it was like, well, that's Rockabilly Junction.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. Yeah. Yeah. They were, them along with Doppler Effect were a big part of, you know, the concept behind the Southern Fried Rock Show.
Okay.
Sort of that outlaw, in your face, you know, blistering guitar. You know, back in the day, Doppler Effect had three guitar players and, you know, Rockabilly had a couple of damn good ones as well. And just in your face, a lot of energy. Just straight up rock and roll party time, you know, girls dancing all over the stage. And I mean, those were great times at Peter B's back in the day, for sure.
And Doppler became kind of the staple group for a long time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They were, they kind of billed themselves as outlaw rock, you know, in the area. And they were very popular at the time too.
Yeah. Well, in our minds, still very popular today because they still get airplay. And in fact, even on our country station too.
Yeah. So, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And Billy's still out there playing.
He is.
3-4 nights a week out there hammering away. Just saw him at Liberty Corner Tavern here a couple weeks ago. So just packed house. Everybody loving it.
What a great voice. Fantastic. So 2005 to 2010, segment one of Shady Lady Productions, the artist management and booking, the records, getting involved in the local music scene. And was that pretty close to the time that you moved here? Did you start Shady Lady here, or was this an entity that you brought with you?
Well, the legal entity started here, but the Shady Lady name goes clear back to my teenage years. It was one of the first songs I ever wrote. It was called Shady Lady, and that the inspiration for that, She Shall Remain Nameless, but it carries on through this day. And, and then... my brother created the logo for him, for me. I just, you know, I gave him the concept. It was based off of Alice Cooper's Poison video, you know, when the door pushes open and there's a silhouette of the lady there. And then he came up with that. He also created the Band Jam logo too. So
did he really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which remains today.
Yes,
it
does.
You brought that forward from the first one.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff. So, well, you know, and it's amazing how it all just ties in. Into some great music, and why don't we play some music, and we're going to get into the next round of Shady Lady. We're kind of going in, I guess you could say, some neat evolutions. Every 5 years, your company has kind of retooled itself, if you will.
Well, you have to be able to pivot. There's no doubt about that. And, the period from 2010, 2015, that was a pretty tough period. You know, I got kicked in the teeth a few times, and the local music scene changed around that time too, but we'll talk about that when we get to that. But you said play some music, and you mentioned Rockabilly Junction, and we're going to play the very first song that ever was played on the Grassroots Show.
How about that? It was Rockabilly Junction. There's your trivia question. We've asked
that. We have asked that before. Yes, we have.
But can you remember the name, kids? That would be the next question.
Yep.
But we'll spin it for you in some Rockabilly Junction, and we'll let the name linger. That way you can stew about that for a little bit. And then we'll play some After the Fall, too, from Shady Lady Records.
Yeah, a song called New Level to Low. So
tonight on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Thank you.
I was born on a mountain, not far from Tennessee. Growing up being dirt poor, not having anyone there for me. I turned 18 and I skipped town to the call of the wild. You know, I guess my mom was right. Been one bad as a redneck rebel child. The southern skies are calling me, telling me, son, just come back home. And when I see them southern skies, you know I'll never. I'm pulling a heavy load. All my memories always take me back to the days I was playing down on Copperhead Road. Reality check, and I thought to myself, what the hell am I doing here? Headed south, and man, I shifted in gear. So the skies are calling me, telling me, son, just come back home.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. A big thank you to Meat Locker Recording Studio, presenting our opening segment of the show here tonight. And our next segment brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service, 4 locations to serve you. Main Street, it is a staple of the Butler community, has been for well over 100 years. And of course, there are 3 other locations, including their Route 8 South Penn Township location, where Barry just had a re-grand opening, if you will, because they have expanded what they are offering there. And that'll be a great service to those that are maybe outside of the Butler community, south of Butler.
Yeah, I'd love what he's doing out there. Excited for him and his growth, and because he's a integral part of the community. He really is.
Part of the past Grassy Award-winning band, yes. The Rumble.
Yeah, I hear that song in their commercial. Yeah.
That's right. We appreciate their support of our show here tonight that has been going on since 2013, but way before that, even before this was the rock station, there was a time period, and we're getting into segment two, era two version of Shady Lady Productions as we celebrate Shady Lady tonight, and I get the opportunity to kind of interview my friend here, Utah, that we've done this show for so long together, but you have been doing a lot of things local with regard to music and charities and hometown entities, businesses supporting that since the company began in 2005. And by the way, Rockabilly Junction song, the very first one ever on here, answer to your trivia question, Southern Skies. What a great tune that was.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great album all the way through, and still have some copies, and you can get some online as well.
So. Ah, cool. Now, by 2010, which at this point is 3 years before the Rock Station and the Grassroots Show. At this point, you were like, all right, I'm not managing bands anymore. Tell us about that thought process. And that's got to be a challenging thing.
Yeah, it really was. And it, you know, I still struggle with that because I book for some venues now. Cancellations are one of the just most hardest things to deal with. And especially when they happen the day of or something. Back then, I was just getting venues kind of get mad at me because I was booking bands there and then the bands weren't showing and weren't canceling, you know, or were canceling or whatever. There's just what seemed to be issues, you know. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, my name's getting dragged through the mud here with this. And I don't, you know, necessarily want to burn any bridges with any venues. So I'm like, yeah, that's not the right avenue for me to take. And, you know, and I was running sound very often at that point in time. So that was really the bread and butter. That was sound portion of the company was what was paying the bills. So, you know, I had to kind of focus on that. And then 2010 also was last album that come out on Shady Lady Records for quite some time.
Okay.
Also, so I kind of got out of that, but mm-hmm. It's still one of the pinnacles of anything I've done in Shady Lady. And that was the Cage album that we put out. I think it's just, it's incredible. You know, I to this day, and you know, Wally Wright, it's just a great legacy for him. The whole thing, songwriting, song structure, the production of it, it's a fantastic album. You know, I even had Mike Pallone from Scale recently, you know, he's like, I pulled that back out and gave that a listen, and yeah, that's a damn good album, yeah. You know, and I'm like, yeah, it is. So really happy to be a part of that. And
yeah,
it was kind of cool. But that was sort of the end of, because we released that, I want to say it was maybe March 15th in 2010 or something, and by end of summer, fall, the band was broke up. You know what I mean? And I'm like, all right, I'm done with this too. You know, this isn't working out. But and then also around that time, I started getting into the national booking scene as well. So we, you know, Peter Bees, we brought in some nationals there. Tantric, I had Texas Hippie Coalition in there a couple times. Paul Thorne, Shannon Curveman. But it was also booking downtown also, like Altar Bar was a great spot at the time. Yeah, Gary Hoy brought in there, Flaw, and a couple other shows down there. But that place, you know, went by the wayside. And, in fact, we used to have Slaughter at the Alder down there. I forgot all about that. That was
I have one of those t-shirts.
Yes, thanks. You do. That was a great show that we had going down there for a while. But There was one in particular around, 2010, I think it was. Or maybe it was a little bit later, but Grammy Award winning artist, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Famous, I remember this very well.
Famous Christmas show, and, hey, we're going to do great with this, right? And so I booked the show. We're getting closer to the show, and it's like, there are no ticket sales, And of course, the agent's like, oh, she has a strong walk up crowd. Don't you worry. But you might want to start advertising some more. So you end up throwing more money, into this thing to try and get it going. And night of the show, 26 people showed up.
Oh, my goodness.
The band was all set up, and it was like, we're not even gonna play. So she sat on the floor, and the 26 people surrounded her, and she just did an intimate acoustic show for them. But at the end of the night, and I'm just standing there mortified. I'm embarrassed. I'm everything. And then at the end of the night, of course, we're in the back room, and my pockets are hanging out, and I'm like, I got nothing to pay you. And they're like, well, we came to play and get paid, so you're going to pay us. And, and I've told this story before, too, but, I was able to call up a very good friend of mine, Brian Drusky, and he dropped everything he was doing, shot right over there and, kind of smoothed the situation over and said, well, let's just talk on Monday, get everybody involved and figure this out. So it buried me for a good bit. The show did, but thanks to Brian, kind of made it not as harsh as it could have been. But that was the end for me in Pittsburgh. I'm like, like you said, instead of being a small fish in a big pond, I'll stay out my way and try and be the big fish in a small pond. And and that was a good, I think that was a good pivot to make.
Yeah. And then even before we got the grassroots show going, you got involved with our radio station. Yep. In a different faction. And that was our country station. We had been involved with an entity that was called the Colgate. Yep. Country Showdown years ago. And boy, we got to meet some remarkable talent, and some of which will be coming up on this show again here in a little bit. But we had an opportunity, and it was before American Idol had started. Really, that show had begun, and it was a really cool talent competition where local entities could come out to the company got involved with local radio stations, and those stations would join together, put on a local show in which anybody talent-wise could come out, and you got an opportunity if you won, to go to the state level, and then there was a regional level, and then there was this big national show, which at that time was shown on, I can't remember what station now, but it was on a national television. Yeah. It might have been Channel 21 or something. I can't remember now, but WPNT maybe in Pittsburgh, but they would show it on national television. And I actually got to go out and MC the state show one year out at Hershey Park, which was pretty cool. And I think that, can't remember if that was the year Terry Spencer won, but it was around that time.
Yeah, he went to the Nationals. So he played at the Ryan Theater.
Yeah.
Terry Lee Spencer did. Right. That was pretty cool. And yeah, and some of the kids, I mean, they were 10 years old at the time we were doing this, Bob. And now you look at them.
Wow.
And I mean, they're making a lot of noise for themselves on Music Row. And in fact, we got one coming up here next week, I think. Isaac Cole's going to be a guest. But we watched him come up through that whole thing.
He was a very young man. But you did the sound for us and help us get that all together and put together a professional show for these people to really showcase their skills and talents, which was remarkable.
Yeah, it really was. And the location changed a few times. We did, I think it was, a Friedman's that was over there off of 356? It was in the parking lot there.
Yeah.
But then when the West Newcastle Street Plaza opened up, we moved it down there for a little bit, and that was really neat.
And then eventually the rock station comes along, and all of a sudden, because of an event you were promoting, you happened to come into the studio, and you were doing our three-station tour here, and you and I started shooting the breeze about a band named UFO, and the rest is history. The grassroots show emerges.
Yeah, pretty much. And you and I were just at the Shanker concert on Wednesday night in his Life with UFO, which is fun stuff. But and it was funny because I first started advertising with the station, too, and working with them when you were All Hits 97.7.
Right.
And I still have this classic picture of a bike night at Peter B's of Jay and Russ and Kathy just kind of like lost under the All Hits tent while they're pumping, Katy Perry through these little speakers, and the motorcycles around all just had rock and roll blaring on the radios. And I remember Jay telling me, he goes, what the hell are we doing? What are we doing? Yeah, you guys made a hell of a move. Good move. I think that was Memorial Day of 2012, and then the very first grassroots show was July 1st, 2012.
And then right after that, you said, hey, I had this entity called the Band Jam. Yep. Let's resurrect that. And
2013 was our first Band Jam.
Within a year, that was being put together, like it is right now, being put together for next year. Salute here tonight to Utah and his entire crew with Shady Lady Productions, past and present, anybody that helped to help make this entity what it is today, 20 years later, and a big celebration coming up next Saturday, Missing Links Brewery. And after we play some songs, let's dive into the day because, man, you have a lineup put together of some folks and maybe some character that may or may not pull into town here in Western Pennsylvania, but we'll get to that coming up. But big show at Missing Links. Plan to be there, folks. You're going to kick that off next Saturday, September 20th, around 2 p.m.?
Yes, yep.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's free of charge for you folks to come out, and you can get some great Missing Links food. I love their pizza. And all their beverages that they put out, man, second to none in my book. Missing Links, Route 68, not too far from the Butler Farm Show grounds out in what's called Renfrew. But let's get into some music, and you've been mentioning a couple of key acts here as we've talked about events that have happened, whether it be Shady Lady Records or the Southern Fried Rock Show. But before we go any further, let's get down to some Cage here. What do you think?
Yes, I agree. And although this is a pretty heavy album, you know, it's right up our alley there, great stuff, guitar driven rock. There's a song on there that really showcased another side of Wally Wright's and just incredible songwriting and voice, and that's a song called Before I Can Breathe, which I still hear in regular rotation now and then on this station. It's just a beautiful song.
We've got five songs from that Cage album.
Oh, really?
Played in
five.
Regular rotation, rotating around. Yeah, because it's just a great album. And for those of you that may not be immersed in the music scene and understanding who Wally Wright is, if you've all ever seen in more recent years, unfortunately before Wally's passing, he was the lead singer of Skell. And his last performance with Skell was at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And my mind is still blown from that night. Just an amazing performance. But when you listen to this song, realize the vocal talent that young man had. Yeah. Was incredible.
Yeah, he was absolutely one of the best frontmen and that I've seen in the entire scene ever. But he was something else. And then, let's follow that with the Mighty Doppler Effect, you know, and talk about lightning.
Oh, yeah. Great stuff here tonight. It's a salute to Shady Lady Studio Productions Records as we celebrate tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady on the Rock Station 97.7.
Sitting here by my what you see. There's only you and me. Take my hand.
Have you heard the news? Not only is Cummings Candy and Coffee House celebrating 120 years in business, they're upping their roasting game and expanding their kitchen at Cummings South location in Penn Township. The menu is still a work in progress, but they'll start off with delicious burritos and pepperoni rolls, and of course some other stuff too. Plus, they've got a new fancy roaster, and now we'll be roasting their famous Main Street coffee and other coffee varieties at Cummings South.
You're the king.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. And this segment brought to you by Bros is Super Ed. Boy, we've heard some great music tonight and some great stories, too, as we celebrate Shady Lady Productions, who present this show each and every Sunday night. And, of course, we're honored to be a part of what they do. the many events over the years, whether it be just a supporting advertiser or promoter as far as putting stuff on the air, and of course the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, in addition to our show, which we get to number 700 a little bit before Christmas of this very show.
And what's funny about that is I remember in the early days, you didn't think the show would last 6 months. And yeah, this is episode 680-something, plus or minus.
How about that? But we're talking about Shady Lady, and we're kind of getting into Era 3 now. This is kind of like following the world of Deep Purple. 2015 to 2020, that's about the time you got involved with the Big Butler Fair.
Yeah. They approached me about handling the booking for their national concerts. And so got the incredible opportunity because, I mean, it's the Big Butler Fair. And it also opens the doors, you know, to put local bands in front of some pretty big names and on a pretty big stage in front of a pretty big crowd. So that's been my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's been fun. It's a big production. But everything through this journey, it's not all about me. You know, I might be the impetus or the driving engine, but it has been surrounding myself with just incredible talent, really cool people. People who, you know, bought into what we're trying to do and have come along for the ride and helped out. You know, I've just, to this day, you know, for example, Linda Weber and everything that she helps out with, you know, with graphics and promotion and the partnership with the radio station. You know, just this morning, Megan sent me just like some really cool, kind words, you know, and it was like, wow, that's awesome to hear, you know. And of course, in the early days running the sound company, Spud and Stretch, you know, I mean, they were the youngest road hands on the road, but I'll tell you what, man, they could hump a 90-pound speaker and coil a cable and tell a band what they need to do.
Because there's a lot to this, and this is not your full-time job. Think about this.
Oh, no.
All we've been talking about, all you have done for the music scene, and not just the music scene, the entity surrounding that music scene, whether it be a place of business or the charitable aspects. And we'll talk about that with the show coming up because you're always involved in that. But what I admire about you, Utah, is the admiration that you have for the music scene and these musicians. You live that. You breathe that. You're a musician yourself, yes, but you immerse yourself in that local music scene and live and breathe it, and that's why Shady Lady became to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty damn good, you know. And when I moved here, there, you know, there was already a really good music scene. You know, I lived over in Allegheny Township, the other side of the river over there, that, you know, the AK Valley area. There was already a hell of a scene going on. You know, Rock for Life was just starting up, and, you know, Matt Franny and Steve Craven and the Fat Hand, you know, Jeff Nabb and Matt Ross and just all these players and Lenny Collini, all these just incredible, incredible musicians already had this whole thriving scene over there. Wow, what the hell do you guys have going on here? And it lit a fire, and it's like, I want to be a part of this, you know, and I think I can bring some things to the table for this as well. And, you know, and granted, along the way, there's a lot of people who want to knock you over. That's, you know, but I learned early on that I could just slide right off my shoulder and I'll keep going, because I don't know how many times people are, we're putting him out of business because we don't like him. Well, we're celebrating 20 years and I can't remember half their names anymore. So, you know, that I'm proud of that because I've just stayed the course for sure. And like I said, and a lot of it is surrounding yourself with just good people and trying to treat people the right way too. You know, sometimes it's just situations don't work out, but overall it's been fun.
That's another thing that I admire, and I get to see that very close up with the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, but you know how you have to make sure the bands have their act together because you're trying to put on an incredible show and just to keep that flow going. And I'll tell you what, you have everybody on time all the time, but just that rigid concern of making sure that happens, making sure everybody's got what they need, because you're not controlling a lot of that, even though you need to be.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. And yeah, Band Jam, for example, when you have 22 acts times, you know, however many people in each band, you know, it's right. Sometimes 80 to 100 musicians are a part of this whole thing. And it's a lot of moving parts. And they all have their own equipment and gear. And it's a lot. But again, by being associated with just great entities and great other people, like Matt Productions, for example, with the Band Jam. Wow. You know, did I luck out there? Seriously, because they are just incredible to work with. And look at the show that they help put on. Absolutely. I mean, you got an artist up there just pouring it out, and they make sure that you can feel that artist pouring it out, you know, and that's pretty cool stuff.
It really is. Now, as we talk about Era 3, that's when you officially wrapped up the sound company portion of it, but you also got back in to the record portion of that. Now, why did that happen?
end of the sound company was more that, you know, the kids had gone off to live their own lives. And I'm like, and I had old equipment, you know, I'd been beat up already for a good 15 years now. And it's like, am I going to reinvest in all of this and then still have to carry all this stuff around? Or do I want to move in a different direction? And, you know, managing things is more kind of where I headed. Not so much artist management, but, you know, the shows like with the fair. And now we're involved with the Moraine Regatta and the Band Jam and just other events like that. So it's kind of, I think, where my strengths kind of fell through, and you kind of like, okay, that's probably where I can make the most effort. And, you know, and I'd started writing again around 2016. So hooked up with Rue Dog from the leading studio of Green, and we went in and laid down a couple songs, and really that stuff, it started, but it languished also for quite a while. I mean, COVID came and, but we did get some things recorded. We did a couple Christmas songs with Jesse Boldy, you know, which at the Meat Locker, and which I love hearing at Christmas time here on the radio station, you know, me, her, and Rob. You know, at that time you start questioning, why am I doing this? You know, well, maybe it's time to hang it up. And that question gets larger and larger as every year goes by. I'm not going to lie. It's like, all right, you know, I could be fishing or something. Yeah, it was just time to kind of switch and focus. And, you know, and also instead of trying to do 100 shows a year to make something, let's focus on the Band Jam, for example. Let's try and make the things that have really popped out and stood out over time, let's try and make them better and bigger and put the focus there instead of, you know, on trying to do a show every week somewhere.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Now, let's talk about the event before we get into some music, because we're going to kind of watch the evolution of your very own band, too, connected to Shady Lady Records. But you've got next Saturday a full day of incredible musicians coming in. I likened it to kind of a mini band jam. I mean, you're going to see some acts that you've seen at band jam.
Yeah, we've got, we're going to start around 2 o'clock with Appalachian Honey. We've got the Jennifer Lynn Baker, and she'll be out there with her full band rocking it out, which I am greatly honored to be a part of. She's an incredible songwriter, and to get to, you know, be able to add my flair to her music has just been a thrill, quite honestly. And I can't wait for everybody to hear her music as she starts getting it released to the world. Yeah. The world needs to hear it. Then we got Dinner Bell Road, who their last album, man, I haven't quit listening to that thing still. It's, what a great album. We got Cindy Cooper, who we have some songs we're trying to get finished up. We've been recording. We recorded at the Leaning Studio of Green. And so we've been trying to get her original music out. It's kind of fallen on me. I'm the guy holding things up because of time, but hoping to have that out here real soon. But she's going to do a set, and then we got Highway Moon. Have them back to back because two of the members of Highway Moon are actually Cindy's backing band and the studio musicians. Whoa. Yeah, okay. Luke Stitz and Abby Purvis are the players on the Cindy Cooper songs. And then we got Parabellum's going to come out and rock it up. They haven't played in a while, so this be probably one of their first shows out as a full band, I think, in a little bit. And of course, Noble Hobbs. I mean, I like those guys. And there's a chance, and there's just a slim chance, if he has guts to show up.
Because he owes Utah money.
We might see the legendary Don Keys.
Ooh, might.
It's possible.
Okay.
Well, whether he plays or not, he might just be slumped in a chair in the corner. He might be there.
Okay.
I heard from his people.
Yeah.
And we'll see what's up.
All right. Next Saturday, September 20th at Missing Links Brewery, starting at 2 o'clock. And, well, one of the bands you'll get to see, let's tie it in here because we've got some great music that has been building. And this is really cool, kind of, I think, the evolution, brief time period of the evolution of the Noble Hops band, because you've had different versions of this, but boy, the band you have together today is simply unbelievable. We've watched different entities of that even perform in this studio, but you've got three great songs from your band here that we want to make sure we play, and one of those is the song that kind of has become the theme song and even is the theme song for our concert calendar each and every week.
Yeah, that's the Hophead Stomp, which was a lot of fun to do. That's Rob Keller on the lead guitar tearing it up, and a friend of mine, Chris Olchevsky, come in with his banjo. I mean, he got laid off and decided to buy a banjo, or he was on strike, I think it was on. They were on strike. Okay. He just bought a banjo. I was like, I don't know. I'd learn how to play it. And I'm like, well, you want to lay that down on this song I got? Sure. And he come in and we messed around with it for a little bit. It's a lot of fun because he nailed it on one of the takes and we're letting it ring out. And then you hear him just go, ah. I'm like, dude, you messed the whole thing up. We got to do it again. And then we're like, no, let's pop a beer can and take it out. You know, so we saved the track. It was so much fun. And then, I wrote a song about the ninja, the Amish ninja.
Local folklore in action.
He's a legend. He's a legend. And this is a true story and a lot of fun. Rude Dog on drums, and I play everything else on this song. So it was just kind of me putting this together and kind of getting my feet a little wet recording my own stuff into music. It's a tongue-in-cheek song. I wasn't taking things super serious at the time, but I did lay the groundwork for Me For Me also, which is just that's my song. And but it sat in the studio because we ended up going into COVID and didn't really have anybody to finish the song out until the Noble Hops Next Generation came around, and then we put an exclamation point on that song and sent it out the door. So
Shady Lady celebrating 20 years, and within that franchise is the Noble Hops, and you've got three songs from them coming up here on the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
All the ninjas and all right guys. You thinking that you don't know nothing?
Sitting in the dark, just playing my guitar, wondering how long, how long and how far this life will take me until the bitter end. And when that time comes, will I still call you a friend? I'm just a man who at times is cut and ran. But there have been times when I also took a stand. Ain't looking for a I'm not looking for your pity.
Brose's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Brose's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, they're back. 2B's Acoustic. They've got a busy weekend in store as well. Friday, September 19th, they'll be at Shakespeare's Restaurant and Pub at Old Stonewall Golf Club, Mercer Road in Elwood City, from 6:30 to 9:30. Then Saturday, it's on to North Park Lounge in Richland, Rinaldi Drive, Gibsonia, from 7 to 10. And on Sunday, they'll head to Meadville, Davenport Cider and Winery, Town Line Road in Meadville, from 3 to 6, Sunday, September 21st. And, of course, next Saturday, it's the celebration of the year. Saturday, September 20th, the 20th anniversary celebration of Shady Lady Productions. That's right. You can come on out free of charge and have a great afternoon of musical entertainment beginning at 2 with Appalachian Honey, the Jennifer Lynn Baker Band, Dinner Bell Road past Grassy Award winners, maybe the legendary Don Keys if he can get into Pennsylvania, Cindy Cooper, Highway Moon, Parabellum, and the Noble Hops. Celebrate 20 years of Shady Lady Productions and all they have done for local music and the local communities. Stop out Missing Links, Route 68 in Renfrew. Happy anniversary, Shady Lady Productions.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show, here for our final segment, talking Shady Lady Studio, Shady Lady Productions, Shady Lady Records, the artist management and booking and promotions and sound, their history, and what they're doing today. And we just heard some tunes that surround Shady Lady Records, which has returned as an entity. And we're going to hear a little bit more of some tunes as well as we continue to discuss. But again, keep in mind, as you heard on the calendar, September 20th, Missing Links Brewery, a great day of music. Chrissy Joe, Jennifer Lynn Baker Band, Dinner Bell Road, Cindy Cooper, Highway Moon, Parabellum, Noble Hops, all on one stop, one bill, Missing Links Brewery, Route 68, west of Butler, if you will. Hang out for the day because you may or may not get to spot the legendary Don Keys. We'll see if that plays out. And there could be some other excitement, too. But just great food, great music, great beers at Missing Links. And that's why they're named the Noble Hops.
Yeah, and bring a chair and bring a pop-up tent, too, because, you know, we're hoping for good weather. And we're going to be using their stage that's out there in the parking lot. So, you know, we'd love to see that parking lot full of people enjoying some great music from these incredibly talented people that are on this lineup.
Yeah, and including the Noble Hops that we just heard great tunes from, Hophead Stomp, the Amish Ninja tune, and Me For Me, What a Fantastic Tune That Is. Talk about what's going on with regard to what you're doing now, and you have multiple entities that you're supporting with local music, that you've kind of built that up over the last few years, and it's become a steady stream where, you know, just about any night of the week, you can pick a place to go, have some great food or great atmosphere, hear some great local music.
Yeah, it wasn't really something I was looking to get into. I just had some venues reach out to me and say, we want to do live music, local music. And we'd like you to manage it for us. And so, you know, the local live music series that's happening at 11th Frame, it's been a blast. That's every first and third Saturday of the month. So you can go and check that out. And of course, there's some bike nights too that they do on Thursday nights through the summer. In Liberty Corner Tavern, that place is just rocking with the Thirsty Thursday acoustic nights. That's a lot of fun. I mean, I don't know how many artists are just like, dude, love playing there. Because the people in Freeport or in that area have just embraced it. They're pretty rad fans. And then River Forest Country Club reached out and they're like, yeah, we want you to put some live music in here and help out our happy hour. And so it's been crazy. I wasn't looking to get into that, but here we are. And yeah, I was adding up the other day, and I mean, this isn't huge money, but it's like, you know, I'm shelling out about $50,000 a year just to local bands for these gigs like this. So
that's really,
you know, cool. I mean, it's not coming out of my pocket, but right. I'm the one that's, you know, I'm cutting the checks and administering it to everybody. And so I like doing that. I like seeing people put a little money in some bands' pockets. But
where do you go here in 2025 to 2026? You got through COVID. I mean, a lot of entities, we watched businesses close. We watched bands. We've talked about the different angles of what happened. Some bands made it work, and it actually allowed them to write more material. Other bands went by the wayside. Venues couldn't survive it because of the shutdown. Yet, Shady Lady Productions, you were able to keep that entity moving forward through that.
Yeah, we were. And, you know, it wasn't just businesses that we lost and venues we lost. You know, we lost some people through that as well. And one of them was a good friend of mine, Mo Nelson. And that was a defining moment for me, I think. We weren't able to do anything for him right away because of COVID, but we put together a show in remembrance for Mo. So we put something together called the Mo Show, got with some of his ex-members from the Mo Nelson band, and we learned some of his songs, and we played that, and we're like, you know what, we ought to just do this for the rest of the year. And so we did. We took the Mo Show out and just played his music everywhere. And it was, you know, for me, it was like, you know, that guy recorded his music and he left it behind, and it's here for people like me who still want to hear it to enjoy, even though he's not here anymore. I'm like, and what have you been doing? Nothing. I have all these, you know, Me For Me was still sitting in the studio. I'd been there for 4 years, unfinished, and, you know, and just all these other songs I've written just going nowhere. And so it was like, I have to make a switch with the Noble Hops and kind of throw some more emphasis into the record end of things. And so that's a lot of focus there. Like I said, with the production end, it's just the big shows. And I do these bookings for these venues that have asked me to do it. But a lot of emphasis there. Jim Levere approached me because I've got some songs and I want to record them. Would you help me? And, you know, I spent some time up at his house and arranged some of them, and I made some phone calls and got some people involved and trying to help Cindy Cooper get her music out as well. And, you know, I've been helping Jay Lynn from behind the scenes as well with her music to try and get that out. So it's, you know, it's kind of got to get the music out there.
Yeah.
You do.
And the run you did with the Mo Show, that was such a phenomenon. I got to see multiple of those dates, and you guys put on such an incredible show, and it just brought back memories. You know, I had only met Mo a few times through you and through this show and through our visit with him on the phone from Key West.
Yeah, that was fun.
Or, you know, square hula hoops and all that.
Yeah.
Just remembering what a great musician and a great person he was. Yeah. And the music, you know, I heard the music, but you guys brought that so much more to life after the fact.
Well, they're great songs, and even the Noble Hops, I mean, I don't think there's a show that we play that we don't include one Mo song on it, you know, so we definitely want to keep his music going.
And speaking of the Noble Hops and what you've done in the last year, we've visited over the years with Michael Stover of MTS, and the Noble Hops is signed with him as he's helping to promote you, and well, his company has earned 37 nominations for the upcoming 11th annual Josie Music Awards that are coming in November to Nashville. And isn't the Noble Hops, two of those 37 nominations, Group of the Year in the Country Rock category and Song of the Year for Southern Rock and Country Rock. Congratulations on that. You guys are going to be going down with a whole bunch of other folks from this area, including Sour Mash, who we talked about at the top of the bill out in L.A. with. But congratulations on that. I mean, that is no small thing. This is a major show celebrating independent local artists.
Yeah, we're going to go down, and we've been deciding what we're going to wear. We've got everything from we're going to go in fur coats to, since it's Kelso Beach that's nominated, we thought maybe beachwear, you know. So, I don't know. I'm sure we're going to make a scene. But, whatever comes of it. But we really hope to go down there and just make some connections and meet some people and spread, you know, we have a lot of people from this area down in Nashville. So, you know, we get them on the phone every now and then. We just played Elena last week, her latest song, making connections. And probably one of the things I'm most proud of with the Shady Lady is I really do feel that a lot of what we have done has brought these different music communities in this area together. I mean, we've introduced so many people to so many other people, and it's just made the scene bigger and more cohesive. And I think that's not just with Shady Lady, but with this show as well. That's, you know, that's something I think that at the end of the day, that's probably one of the biggest takeaways is uniting these people and introducing them to each other. You know, it's amazing sometimes how rivers can separate, you know, the rivers and the hills in this area can kind of separate and isolate different things. But that's a pretty big achievement, I think.
So we've been able to break down the history of the last 20 years into 5-year segments, and we'll see what holds for era number 5 as you begin that, 2025 to 2030. Hopefully we're still sitting here, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise too heavy, that we can see where, you know, the next era leads Shady Lady. But first of all, are you having fun at this point in time with what you're doing and being able to play the music and share your talents musically especially?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, especially the playing part, you know, being able to actively play your own music, you know, my own music. And that's been really, and to see how it's been received. You know, we don't play in this area very much. We, well, you know, another topic of conversation, but I just think, you know, it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing. You know, it's great to see so many people playing out and so many people having live music, but it's pretty oversaturated. And we're like, do we want to be in this noise, you know, and clamoring for people to come see us when our buddies are playing here? And, you know, it's like, let's go out of the area and see how we're received. And that has paid off big time for us in dividends. I mean, we've really been growing some pretty solid fan bases outside of this area. But next year we do plan to play a little bit more in this area and kind of refocus a little bit. But yeah, it's been fun.
We'll give Shady Lady a love on some social media and follow along, and the Noble Hops as well, and see what they're up to and where they're going to be. And you can come see everybody next Saturday, September 20th, beginning at 2 o'clock, a whole day to celebrate Shady Lady. And Utah, it's been my honor to be a part of this show with you, shooting the breeze. We have a passion outside of local music as well that we share together, but it's truly been an honor to, and it's just to watch how you handle things as a professional. I admire that, because you do a great job for a lot of different entities in this community, and I sure hope that you're able to stick into it a lot longer too, because it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and it has. And then the partnership that we've had here for since 2012 has been amazing, I think. And I appreciate it. Everybody here, it's a good team, you know, and the way we've been really coming together, especially with the band jam over the last few years, has been pretty neat to see. And everybody's on board, which I love that, you know, and
striving for the same thing.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, and the fact that here's an entity that puts local music in regular rotation, you know, I put a post up the other day. I was listening to the rock station quite a bit that day, and leading up to the grassroots show itself, I heard 5 local artists throughout the day. I don't know who else is doing that. Well, seriously.
And it wouldn't have happened without Shady Lady Productions being our backbone.
Well, and a management company that supports it. That's huge. So you need to listen to the station. That's what I'm saying.
Well, and I'm saying you need to get out and support Shady Lady Productions at whatever venue they're helping to support, because that's what they're doing, supporting. And they're going to throw you a big party next Saturday. And you're also doing that in support of
Butler County Veterans in Need. And, yeah, get in on their e-bike raffle, 50-50s, or throw some cash in the guitar case there. And let's help them out.
All right, and let's dig into a few more songs here before we go. And you mentioned Mr. Jimmy Levere. We had played his old band, Folk Hammer, for a lot of years on this show. And James came to you with a couple of tunes, and some pretty awesome stuff came together. A fun song and a hell of a ride, too. Give us a little background, first of all, of the good kind that we're going to play, because there's a couple of people on there that people might recognize, including one of our more recent Grassy Award winners.
Yeah, this was fun. And we got Chris Compton on the drums with this. We brought in Ben Mainhart to do the fiddle part. And it was kind of funny, you know, he did some good stuff. And I don't even remember. I'm like, no, you got to do one more. And he did one more, and it was like, that's it. you can delete all the others. We don't need anything. He just nailed it from start to finish. It's pretty cool. And got Zach Revito on the guitar with that. And then I'm on the bass, and Mr. Jimmy LeVere is laying down the vocals on that.
That's the song, The Good Kind. And then Hell of a Ride has some impressive musicians as well.
Yeah, we got Rude Dog on the drums with this, and we got Rob Keller on the guitar, and myself on bass, and then Jimmy LeVere doing the vocals on that as well. Cool song.
We talked about Mo.
Yeah.
And you guys got together and did one of his songs as the entity, The Mo Show.
Right.
But what an incredible tune. And this just, I think, really is an example of what you guys did that year in bringing his music to life.
Yeah, this was a really neat thing to do. We wanted to cover one of his songs. And it's got the Mo Nelson Band doing it. And I'm playing the part of Mo, I guess. And I played a guitar of his on the song, too, that I was gifted from the band with after, he had passed. And we recorded this at the Leaning Studio Green. We have a video out for this song as well. I think Mo always called it a song of redemption. And it's just a good sample of the type of songwriting that he created.
Wicked Rest. Well, again, Utah, congratulations, Shady Lady Productions. 20 years and more to come. And we'll be back again next Sunday night, but I hope you have a great celebration next Saturday. Again, at Missing Link, starting at 2 o'clock. Come out, folks. Give them a pat in the back, even if you can only come by and have one beer.
Yeah,
That's one more.
And throw $10 in the case for Butler County veterans in need.
Love it. Thank you, Utah, and Shady Lady Productions.
Bob.
Congratulations.
All right.
It's The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, and you hear it every Sunday night at 7, right here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Satisfied with everything I have and all that I have not. I guess that I've been blessed, I passed the test. I know my love is true. Well, that's why I don't understand the need to look on back at you. Yet I got no excuses, oh my life's been going fine. But sometimes I can't help myself living what was mine. Cause late at night when the moon is on, shining down like your favorite love song, you and me in the backseat preaching the only gospel we believed in. Now and then when I feel the pain in my heart like the driving rain, I tell myself, boy, don't pay no mind. Well, it might be pain, oh, but it's the good kind. The rainy day goes by when I don't try to do the best I can. I'll be that ever faithful loving soul, a true one woman man. There's nothing in this world that I believe could lead this boy astray. That's why when this feeling comes around, I don't know what to say. Yet I got no excuses, oh my life's been going fine. But sometimes I can't help myself remembering what was mine. Late at night when the moon is on, shining down like your favorite love song, you and me in the backseat preaching the only gospel we believed in. Now and then when I feel the pain hit my heart like the driving rain, I tell myself, boy, don't pay no mind. Well, it might be pain, oh, but it's the good kind. Lordy, it's the good kind. I never thought I'd find myself a better kind of pain, where I just shake my head and crack a smile.
Shining down like your favorite love song. You and me in the backseat preaching to the heavens we were reaching. Now and then when I feel the pain hit my heart like the driving rain, I tell myself now, boy, don't pay no mind. Well, it might be pain, but it's the good kind.
It's a hell of a ride going through. heading down this dusty road, trying to find the rest of my soul. And I don't think I'll be back again. Debris and innocence, the things that I must have left in the no-name town to the west. No, I guess there's no rest for the wicked rich. And all the things I've done to him. What if I was a different man? Someone lesser, who might I stand? Maybe someone better will begin. Oh, I guess there's no rest. Get ready. Well, I guess there's no rest for the wicked rest. Things I've done to him. What if I was a different man? Someone lesser, who might I stand? Maybe someone better will begin. Well, I guess there's no rest. 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 There's no rest for me.